Section 6. U.S. Senate. Republican Party candidates. 2-year term. $174,000 salary. There are 7 candidates for the Republican Party nomination for U.S. Senator. 3 of the 7 responded to our invitation in time for their answers to be in this audio guide. Brent Parker. 1. What experience and skills make you the best candidate for this office? Former staff, White House Executive Office of the President, EOP, Office of Advance, Pepperdine University School of Law, Arbitration, Mediation, and Dispute Resolution. 2. What are the most important issues for the United States Congress currently, and what would you do to address them? Save America Act. Funding TSA. Funding Oregon Infrastructure. 3. How do you propose to improve the effectiveness of the federal government? As Oregon's United States Senator, I will bring integrity and respect back to Oregon, remove sanctuary crime laws, empower election reformers, build business alliances that bring high-paying jobs, identify federal infrastructure funding, lower the high cost of living and housing, fight government fraud and abuse. Russell McAlmond. 1. What experience and skills make you the best candidate for this office? I am not a career politician and never wanted to be. My experience is a small business owner in Oregon for over 20 years after leaving the banking industry. I believe Oregon needs to be more business-friendly. I am a U.S. Marine veteran and the only veteran running for the U.S. Senate in Oregon. I am the founder of the Center for Human Equality and author of a book on ethical individualism which promotes human rights for everyone and opposed to all group judgments such as racism and anti-Semitism. This makes me a human rights advocate in Oregon. This is a unique background for any politician, but covers much of Oregon life and provides a diverse perspective on how to govern in the U.S. Senate with common sense values. 2. What are the most important issues for the United States Congress currently, and what would you do to address them? Congress needs to reduce the polarization and hate to work effectively for the American people and all Oregonians. Hate is never necessary in politics. In fact, it is counterproductive. One way to stop this polarization and make Congress more effective is to stop believing ideas are good or bad from where they come from, Democrat or Republican. Ideas should only be judged by whether or not they are good for the country and the majority of citizens living here. As a U.S. Senator, I will vote for the best ideas and values regardless of where they come from. We see this with John Fetterman of Pennsylvania, who votes for what he believes to be best for the USA, and not only based on partisanship or hate. 3. How do you propose to improve the effectiveness of the federal government? I am in agreement that the federal government spends too much money and intrudes too often into people's lives. I am a financial expert with an MBA and know that any budget can be trimmed in government while also making it more effective. The federal government also needs to be reminded that their primary function is to allow all American citizens life, liberty, and the individual pursuit of happiness, as our Declaration of Independence tells us. Its function is not to control us, but to allow us to live fulfilled lives with our families. Making sure Congress understands its limitations and spending will improve the effectiveness of this institution of governance that has a very low approval rating. Joe Ray Perkins. 1. What experience and skills make you the best candidate for this office? 2020, I was the GOP candidate against Jeff Merkley, received 912,814 votes and 18 counties, had only $100,000. I am a true fiscal conservative. 2022, I ran against Ron Wyden, increased percent of votes, and picked up 5 more counties. I have been involved for over 10 years in support roles. My degree is in poli-sci. My background in the financial services and insurance industries will help with fiscal conservativeness. I already have 4 bills proposed at joerayperkins.com: health insurance, Medicare insurance, term limits, and ending sanctuary states and cities. 2. What are the most important issues for the United States Congress currently, and what would you do to address them? Passing the Save America Act. We need ID to buy certain cough medicine. Certainly we should have to prove who we are to vote. I would vote yes. End sanctuary cities and states. Shielding those in the U.S. who have entered unlawfully is a slow form of invasion, when people enter the U.S. without permission, that have nefarious plans. I have proposed a bill to make unlawful entry day one a federal felony. Stop Shield trespassers. Spending too much money on items that are not federal issues. I will push back on my caucus to make sure every vote is 100% constitutional. 3. How do you propose to improve the effectiveness of the federal government? FedGov is not to be all things to all people. We take an oath to uphold and defend the Constitution. That means we must begin to scale back the administrative state, aka unelected bureaucrats, tighten spending and making sure those who are given government money do with what they say. Bottom, stop the waste, fraud, and abuse. The other four candidates for the Republican nomination for senator did not respond in time for their answers to be in this audio guide. It's possible they may respond to the vote411.org online voters guide later. They are Deborah C. Brown, David A. Birch, Timothy Skelton, and David Brock Smith.